Saints Crispin. In one version of the story, they, the Saints Crispin, preached the gospel to the Gauls, made shoes at night, gave money to the poor, and were martyred, almost drowned, then beheaded. But there are no tigers in Africa, and there was no Christian persecution in Gaul. However, both are very beautiful in the way false things lead to true understanding in the end. Rick Disvaris, a Roman vicar of sorts who probably didn't exist and who ordered the execution that probably didn't happen, in some stories is converted, too, to Christianity and then martyred, though, of course, probably not. In some stories, he is persuaded by a woman, St. Lucy of the Eyes, to devote his life to Christ before being beheaded for his newfound faith, which is fitting, if it is true, as he is a catalyst of grace and several other martyralia. Ways lead on to ways. Saints lead on to saints. St. Lucy plucked her own eyes out like olives at the dinner table, one, two, to discourage a suitor from admiring them and her. I do something similar often in social situations where I want to preserve our weak bond, only my eyeballs are instead something like, oh, I don't know, being myself. She carries her eyes on a plate in front of her as she walks a true path. I cultivate an air of unpleasant anxiety and second-guess myself. In some versions of the story, they are brothers, twins, but there's no support for this, other than one time my brother thought Corey Haim and Corey Feldman were brothers, and this feels of a piece with that. Eyert van den Bosch paints them as brothers in a broad canvas with martyrs as far as the eye can see, in among scenes of gorgeous velvet fashion and ice skating. They're all painted Crispins except when they're dogs. Art historians draw a line from Peter Bruegel the Elder to Hieronymus Bosch, but I see stronger echoes of van den Bosch and Bruegel. It's the ice skating that tips me off. My favorite version of the Crispin story, though, is this. Rather than Romans, they're Englishmen living in Canterbury. Walking one day, maybe their father's been murdered, maybe they're just perambulators, England being lovely to walk through, they're on a pilgrimage of their own. They happen upon a cobbler's workshop 10 miles from home, in Faversham, where they stay, entirely content, not being martyred, learning to make shoes. We band of brothers.